So I appreciate the experience. It took me away from my family for almost 2 years, but I did have some leaves between, and that way it didn't seem too bad.
Can I ask you about your family at that time? What was it like for a family, your family, to cope with husband and father being away?
Well, my wife seemed to have done real well. Her mother lived next door to her, so that helped a lot. Mother and stepfather. And that helped a lot. My daughter was in school, and so they did fairly well.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, living was a little cheaper back then than it was, than it is now. And with the allotment that she got, and us, and some of what I had.
Mm-hmm. Frank, was it hard at all to become a civilian again? After
no.
Being in the Navy?
My transition was easy. I adjust easily to any situation. Been that way all my life. And so there was no problem as far as me readjusting to civilian life. My biggest problem was getting a job that paid enough to support my family.
Were jobs hard to come by at that time?
Yes, they were. The Depression hadn't completely cleared up. Even in the 60s, I was in the 29th. So I know when I came back, I worked at a job for 2 years. Because I couldn't find anything else. I earned $1 a day, working from 7 in the evening until 7 the next morning. That's 12 hours a day, which come out to a little over 8 cents an hour. But we got by. Later, after I left there, then each job that I got paid a little bit more, and finally I was getting a halfway decent salary.
Frank, can I ask you, at the time you came back to Evansville, what was Evansville's attitude? How were blacks?
Well, there's...
What was it like being a black man in Evansville at that time?
At that time, I was always discrimination back then. Even after the war, there were still places that blacks weren't allowed to go. In the theaters, you had to sit in the balcony. Some of the smaller theaters only had room for 8 or 10 people. When that was filled up, you had to wait till the next movie before you could get in. And you couldn't go into certain restaurants and sit down and eat. Of course, the streetcars, you could sit anywhere there was a seat. There was no segregation on the streetcars. But in restaurants, yes. Some of the restaurants wouldn't accommodate us. But being black, we were accustomed to being segregated, and it didn't hurt as much as it did the younger people coming along who weren't used to it. So we just adjusted to the conditions under which we had to live. And right now, things are not what they ought to be, but they're getting better. There's still a lot of improvements that can be made. And eventually, everything's going to be the same. As I said, I believe what the Bible said, that God made man. He didn't say color. When he made him, he didn't put any particular color on him. So in that respect, I feel I'm just as good as anybody on the face of this earth, regardless of what color they might be. I may not have as much, but I feel I'm just as good as anybody.
Well, Frank, I appreciate your telling your story.
Mm-hmm.
And being part of the Veterans History Project. You had a very unique story that I don't think has ever been told, probably on tape before.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that that someday maybe that can be researched further.
Mm-hmm.
Because you were really part of a very unique experience.
Yes,
at that time.
I realized that. Now, let me ask you this.
Yes.
I know you're not going to use everything that's on this tape. But whatever you take out for your report that goes into the archives.
Actually, the tape will go.
Oh, the whole tape?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. It won't be edited.
Oh.
No.
Okay. Then.
No, it's unedited, and it goes in just like this.
Okay, I've got it here then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to mark that tape to make sure it doesn't get mixed up with anything.
Well, Frank, it's been a pleasure to meet you.
Nice meeting you.
And I look forward to working with you on that Southern matter, on your medals.
Mm. Okay.
But thanks so much for doing this.
I'll have to get that paper to you so you'll have the information. When I go home, I'll look for them.
Okay.
And let's see. The address on the card.
we'll